You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hoof It.
To punch through that blockage.
Head.
But yeah, I don't know what else to say about this.
And Hot Box.
I can show you the world.
Hi there, and thanks for joining us for episode 12 of The Training Dummies, recorded on September 13th, 2012. I am Taylor. I play a druid tank named Hoof It. Joining me tonight is a special guest, but before we get to that, we've got Rob, the rad death knight named Hotpox, and Daryl, our super awesome resto shaman. This episode, we're going to discuss the state of WoW and the gaming community. So, before we dive into our special guest this week, Rob, how have you been in and out of the game of Warcraft? And happy birthday, by the way.
Dang, DRL. It's crazy. That intro, I don't know if we're going to let him keep making those intros anymore. He likes to showcase our finest moments.
You're fired.
Hey, you sang three times last episode. Three times. Oh, yes.
Dang.
I just picked the best.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Some, you know, you gotta have that love for Disney out there. Yes, I did ding today, and I won't even, I'm not even going to tell you how old I am. I know, I think Hind is older than I am, but I had this moment where we went out to dinner with the family, and I was, afterwards I walked over to one of the shops at this little mall area right by there, and there's like a PacSun and a Zoomies, you know, these like skateboard shops and stuff, and I walked in there. And I felt so awkward and out of place. I might as well have had a cane and yelling at kids to get off my lawn. It was just the weirdest thing ever. And I never felt so old in my life. So that was pretty pretty fun there. But in-game's been good. I'm trying out something new. I'm having tryouts for a main for Mists of Pandaria. And I know that right now Hotpox is going to be the first tune that I take into level, at least, and get him up to 90 and get him raid ready.
So
but
you determine that?
I'm not... Well, right now, yes.
Okay.
I think the state of the game with the new patch is so up in the air because I think that things are going to change a lot once we hit level 90. I think that, you know, that last talent comes into play, and, you know, with caster classes, the mana pools are going to play out a lot differently than they do right now. You know, for example, I dusted the mage off. I haven't used the mage forever, but I, after listening to Coltrane and over on Convert Raid, he was talking about Frost and you know, how that's nothing to shake a stick at. And I was like, man, I loved leveling in Frost as a mage, so I'd... And now that it's supposed to be viable for endgame, I'm going to try it. So I'm having a ton of fun with it, but I'm not sure it's what I want to do endgame. And I know we have a couple other mages in the guild already. So my front runners right now are still Pox, of course, and the Fury Warrior and Shadow Priest in terms of DPS. So those are super fun, having a lot of a good time with it. But I'm running a lot of stuff. For some reason, I rolled two more alts. And they're up in their 30s now, I think. Something like that. I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing it. And I actually had somebody on Real ID ask me today what was wrong with me. So I was like, I don't know. There's nothing to do right now until Mist comes out, you know. So
I think most of us wonder that anyway every day when we see.
Yeah, yeah. It has even outside of the game. I get that. So yeah, good stuff. So, yep, good, nice, chill birthday. Been having some fun playing in-game, and it's been good. So, Hind, how about you? What have you been doing?
Well, the kitchen saga continues. I was hoping to get the floor in last weekend, but it didn't happen.
Did he say the kitchen saga?
Yeah, the kitchen saga. You heard me right.
Sega Master System.
But it continues. So the walls are painted. It's looking really good in there, that part, but the floor is still all just plywood. So I am ready to lay floor. The floor will be going in Saturday, so that's what I'll be doing all day Saturday, is getting that floor in. In-game, there's not much to do, so I've been designing transmog sets, because that's always fun. And I've created a new set for my paladin, and actually last night we did Grawl for a shield, and after only two tries, like I did it on, was that Sunday, I think, AV helped me and a couple other people from Twitter. It didn't drop, but then last night it reset, and with reset, weekly reset, and myself, Avi, and Rob went in there, and it dropped, which was fantastic after only two attempts. I know I'm still looking for the shoulders, and I've gone in almost every day for the last week, and it's, they still haven't dropped, so I'm glad that didn't happen with the shield, but yeah, that's my pain right now, is just trying to get transmog shoulders. That's about it. I haven't done much other than that in game. Taylor, how has your week been?
Well, last week I covered how my archaeology hell that I've been going through, that I got the Vial of the Sands pattern, not the Vial of the Saturn pans or whatever. at that point I had 1,076 total solves. This week, and I wasn't going to stop because I've been trying for that.
You say there's something wrong with me.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, this week I got lucky and I finished off my very last Tolvir rare dig, which was the Crawling Claw. And I finished off at 1,000. Yay, I know. 1,214 total archaeology solves, because there's a whole crap load of night elf digs. Of all of those, so all six Tolvir solves that I got, the rares, and the canopic jars for the vial pattern, was 276 Tolvir solves. So I said, I am done with archaeology forever now, and a couple of people said, yeah, until Mist comes out, and I'm just like,
exactly.
shut up, I don't want to do
some
it.
Some other cool, yep, and you can get valor points and some other cool pets and mounts.
I think I will have to wait until next summer before I ever touch archaeology again, whenever things start to slow down and die down. I just don't think I can do it. Oh, I really wanted that Crawling Claw. And I actually, because of the
Is
whole...
Is it cool even?
It's weird. It's small. It's hard to notice.
It's like the stupid pet. You're like, oh.
Well, I was a little confused because when I saw the rare pop up on the archaeology interface, it was like an ape or something, or a yeti. And I was like, what? What the heck is this? And I was like, well, it has to be the rare, unless there's yet another one that I overlooked. But it said disembodied hand was the description, and it was the Crawling Claw. So everything was good there. But yeah, it looks like if you chopped off one of their hands, it kind of looks more like that, because it has this really, you know, it's a humanoid looking hand, and at the wrist it kind of starts swirling upwards like bandages and kind of fizzles out into a misty color. But it's not very noticeable. It's pretty small, and the idle animations I thought would be a little bit more amusing. Like I thought it might walk around in a circle on its two fingers, you know, like Yellow Pages style, or but it just
the
sits
hand
there
from the, what was it, the Munsters, or
yeah.
The
now
heck
what
was that? Yeah.
What's great is ever since the so because of the account wide mounts and pets, I was able to go over and whip that sucker out with Jules the Tauren, and because she's the only other person that I know of that has one. So we hung out in Ordemer, and she had her Crawling Claw, and I had mine, and we stood next to each other and watched them play paper, rock, scissors for probably 40 minutes. And whenever they tie, they just go back down on the ground and do nothing again. And then a few seconds later, they'll jump up into the air and shake their fists three times and and do the paper rock scissors thing. Whoever loses, they like explode, and then the other hand starts glowing brightly. So
that's
okay.
Cool.
Yep, I drug that on for a while. That's what I've been up to.
Well, let's get into it then. We have a special guest here I'd like to get her on. And so what happened was last week we asked on Twitter what kind of topics and issues you'd like to see us tackle in future episodes. And one of the replies that we got was from not Anna. Because
well, then
her
who
name
did
is
we get
Anna,
a reply
from? So... What her reply was she'd like to see a discussion of the state of WoW in the gaming community and what we, the players, can do to be the change that we wish to see. Kind of sounds like a song. I think it'd be awesome. So we invited her to be a guest on the show, so I'd like to give a warm welcome to Anna.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so
thank
good
you for
to
inviting
have you
me.
On.
Thanks.
So what
so,
have you been
Anna,
up to
do you
this
want
week?
To, yeah, tell us where you've been going and what's been going on in your WoW game.
Well, in my WoW game, I'm a part of a guild. I'm the GM of our guild, and it's a social friendly guild, like a family guild. We don't raid or anything, so we're just doing what we normally do and doing some transmog runs and archaeology and BGs. This last week I finally leveled a mage to 85, so now I have 4 85s, which is a little bit stressful going into the new expansion because I usually don't have that many characters, but it's been exciting to try a new
That's
class.
Nothing.
I know, right? I played one character, a druid, all the way until Cataclysm. I didn't ever level another character. I had a priest to 80 at the very end of Wrath, but it was just kind of for funsies, and I didn't really take it seriously. And then come Cataclysm, we raided like normal, and then about 6 months in, me and my husband were no longer able to raid, and so I started leveling other characters, and I leveled my Tauren Paladin, which is who I post on the general discussion forums, and so a lot of people know me by her name, Aeon, and now I have my mage too, so now I have 4. Yeah, it's a lot for me.
Your druid is a Tauren too, right?
Yeah, all of my characters that can be Femtar are.
Yes.
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 Because it's the best race.
please tell me that she's an herbalist at least, right?
Actually, the one character that I have that's not a Femtar is my mage because they won't let me. And she actually is the herbalist, so it makes absolutely no sense at all.
Oh, Tauren Druid, not herbalist.
No, she's been a skinner and leather worker since when I made her, and so I can't give it up because I have so many like cool things, and I don't want to give up any of that stuff, and I'm kind of attached to it, I guess. Silly.
So you said that you're not, you guys don't raid then.
No.
That's pretty interesting because I know so much of this, of what the game is now really focuses on in-game content and raiding. Mm-hmm. And do you, I know you mentioned BGs and transmog runs. Yeah. So is that pretty much how you fill your time? Do you get into LFR at all?
Yeah, we do LFR as, we go in as a group. We have 5-mans. I get my gear level to about just like, you know, all the Valor stuff and then LFR stuff. I just try to be able to do my job as well as I can. I don't really go any further than that though, but I like to make it as easy on myself as I can, but still have fun. And I like getting upgrades because who doesn't?
Loots are fun.
They are. They are fun. And my raiding background, I still like having that experience. So I've really enjoyed LFR as an option. It came at a good time after we had quit raiding. So it kind of led me to another choice of being able to still partake in that and see the content and not feel like I'm just kind of out of things to do after five mans.
And you have a whole different pulse of community when you get into LFR. It's a very distinct crowd of people in there.
It is. It's very, at times it can be trying, as anyone that has been in LFR knows. But I think that being in those sorts of situations have kind of helped me know how to act and turn situations around if I can. And it's been an interesting experience, I think, that I've grown just from being in there.
All right, well, we're going to get into that topic in just a little while. Let's go ahead and get into some listener emails, and we'll get some feedback on that.
All right, the first email we have here is from Elamari, and he's been posting on our show notes quite a bit, always with useful information. And last week's show, Hoofit started talking about him in our shout-out and called him a girl. Anyway, he replied with this: "Hi, guys. I thought I should just clarify that I am actually a guy. I know I have a female name and character. It dates back to when I first started. Under the advice of a friend, it was suggested that I play female and haven't bothered to change it. I have a question about Savage Defense. I have found that since patch 5.0.4 that I am going to have to track it somehow because the standard buff system is not cutting it. I've thought about using power auras, and another add-on called Need to Know was suggested as well. How does Hoofit track Savage Defense? Generally speaking, I prefer timer bars over graphic images, which is why I like Bad Kitty so much. Any suggestions would be awesome. Elamari, Frail Druid, Proudmoore, US." And Hoofit, I'll let you take this.
All right, well, I didn't mean to call you a girl. I'm sorry. A little bit of history on that. I know what he's talking about. My first characters were female, and a large reason for that was the inside of dungeons and instances, the ceilings were very low, and having a Tauren, my first character was a Tauren male, and he was a shaman, and when I'd be running these dungeons, it was very frustrating when you get down these corridors and trying to find a camera angle that you could see where things were going on was very frustrating. And after that, I said, you know what? From here on out, the rest of my characters are going to be female because they had much smaller models. They took up a lot less space, and it was much easier to see around. For the most part, most of these issues have been fixed. Dungeon ceilings are higher, except when they reintroduced Shadowfang Keep and Deadmines. I wish they would have resized the area on those two, because I was getting flashbacks on some of those things. So I know where he's coming from on that. So I apologize for that, Elamari. Now, to answer your Savage Defense question, I haven't used Power Auras since the 5.04 patch because, excuse me, because it broke, and the first thing I immediately tried was weak auras, which is basically the same thing. And what I have done is I've made an aura that tells me when I don't have it, and I also have another aura that overlays onto it. It could be whatever graphic you prefer, but I make mine a shield when I don't have it. So I get a graphic image that pops up, like a red outline of a shield. And then when I have enough rage to use it, that red outline of a shield glows and turns more of a whitish color. So I know when I don't have it, and then I know when I have enough rage to use it. And when I activate it, it goes away. So every time I see that pop up, I know I need to reapply it. The other aura that indicates the rage is basically just a simple, you know, if rage is equal to or greater than 60, you know, show this icon. And that's how I track my Savage Defense.
Weak auras does the timer bars really well too, though. I set up a bunch on like my Shadow Priest, to track dots and track when, you know, if my target is lower than a certain percentage, you know, and one of my abilities comes available, then, you know, I'll get the icon, will pop up. But it does the timer bars really well, too, if you'd rather use that sort of format.
I haven't used the timer bars in Weak Orders yet, but I do. I forgot to mention, I use inline auras because I have a lot of the default interface, and inline auras will put, so like when I activate Savage Defense, the icons let me know immediately if I have it or don't have it, or if I have enough rage to use it again. If I need to know how much time's remaining, inline auras actually puts a countdown number on the Savage Defense icon, so I can, at a glance, if I need to know. I don't, because I usually have enough rage to keep it rolling constantly. But if I need to know how many charges are left, or how much time is remaining on Savage Defense, I can just take a quick glance down at it, and I can see easily how much is left, and how much time's remaining on the charge that I've used currently. All right.
Now, I know a lot of people use power auras, and you mentioned it broken. There is actually a fix for it, a temporary fix. If you go to the actual Curse website, the authors have provided a link to a fix for power auras, and they're also working on a brand new version for when Mist rolls out. I haven't had a chance to see it, but from what I understand, it's going to be an entirely new interface for it as well. So they are working on it. It's not broken forever. If you haven't switched to Weak Auras yet, you can still move over. So it's coming. I haven't checked it out, but that's all I know.
Yeah, that's kind of why I decided to try to go ahead and roll with Weak Auras, if Power Auras was going to completely redo its interface anyway, and I was going to have to relearn something new. I would rather learn it now and set up all my auras now than do it when I'm would rather be concentrating on leveling and stuff. But I'm not preferable to either one. Well, I am preferable to Power Auras because I've been using it for 6 years or however long it's been. But that's why I switched to Weak Auras and have stuck with it for now.
All right. I'm a creature of habit that way too, man. If I find something I like, even if there's something that works better, I'm like, no, I like this. I know how to use this. It's good.
Exactly. But that's what we're here for, trying to open people's minds. All right, we've got another email from Gary, also known as Gildina. So this is maybe this is another case of femme characters by a guy. Maybe? I don't know. Gary says, "Hey guys, I just recently found your show and have been catching up. After listening to the macro show, I've been thinking about writing mouse over macros for my Resto Shaman. And I did right after 5.0.4 hit. I've been switching from my main, a Moonkin, to my Shaman for heroic spine because we needed a Spirit Link totem for that fight, so I thought I had better get it ready. On Tuesday, we took our time, brought in everyone that was ready, and cleared a few bosses on heroic as we relearned our specs. And Wednesday, we returned to and cleared through heroic spine without me switching. I didn't look at the Shaman again until I got a whisper from a guildie on an alt in another guild that they needed a DPS for heroic spine and madness. My mage was saved, so she went shadow. Wait, my mage was saved, so she went shadow. I brought the Shaman.
The person he was talking to went shadow.
Oh, got it. the one I didn't even heal Hour of Twilight one since the patch. Two wipes later, they were both dead, and the mouse over macros worked great. Thanks for the tips. I know, yay! Oh man, thanks for the tips and for putting the show together for us. And hope to hear many more shows from you in the future. He goes on for quite an extensive amount here about something we were talking about last episode about on Curse, how if you pay for the Curse client, you can sync up your different machines to have all your add-ons. He goes into extensive detail on how to use Dropbox for doing this. You set up a Dropbox and you can sync things online. I'm not going to go into detail because it's a lot of techno babble. But what I am going to do is on the show notes on the blog, I will post this information on one of the comments on the blog, and y'all can read Gary's comments, and if you try this or have good luck with this, and feel free to leave a comment and say thanks. But yes, very happy for another success story. I know we preach a lot of mouse over macros in this show. It's so easy. It's if you've never used them and you use them for the first time, you're going to be so amazed. And I keep hoping that we can get everybody that listens to the show to use mouse over macros.
I have a success story with that, even though he didn't write in. One of our listeners, the Duke of Earl, he battle tag friended me, and we were chatting earlier today, and he's like, all right, I think I'm going to do it. I'm like, do what? Oh, mouse over macros. I'm like, you haven't done it yet, man? What the heck? So he's like, all right, I'm going to try this out. A couple minutes later, he starts messaging me like, are you kidding me? Really? Really? Is it this easy, dude? Are you serious? I'm like, why do you think we won't shut up about them? Because they're so easy and they're so awesome. It's like, it's super efficient and super fun. So it's like, I don't know, adds a whole new dimension to the game, really. It just kind of kicks up the fun factor. True story.
Awesome. I'm glad, you know, even one extra person learning how to do this is good. We're not here to tell you how to play your game. Well, I guess we kind of are, but mostly we're just offering ways that can help people play what they're doing and just play it even more, just enabling people to do more with less. All right, well, on to our discussion, which we said we'd be getting on to here. So Anna, you've been so quiet. Let's go ahead and have you talk a whole bunch.
Oh my, you're gonna hate me at the end.
No.
We still talk to Taylor.
Okay. This is a super cool topic. This topic is totally cool because it's not really a typical training dummies topic, but I think it's so relevant, especially the state of the game, the community right now, like we were saying, with LFR being introduced.
Yeah.
And you know, you're very active on the forum. I know we talked a little bit before we started recording about your, we're just going to call you an MVP pretty much, because you are just awesome on the forums.
Thank you.
And I had taken some of what you had, some of the topics that you had started, and we can even throw the link to those up in the on the blog as well. But why don't you just kick it off here? And I know you've got some points to make, and then we can just kind of do a little discussion about it. So what do you think about the state of the game and where we're at, and the community in general?
Well, I think that before you can really say anything about the WoW community, you have to realize that it's not just one big thing. You know, it's made up of multiple micro communities. You know, we have our guild community, we have the random community, you know, BGs, LFR, LFD. We have the forums community, which I think you can also like lump in like things outside of the game, like other forums, not necessarily just battle.net forums. This podcast, other sorts of social interactions revolving around WoW. And then we also have our server communities. So you really have to figure out what the state of each of them is individually, because I think they're all kind of in a different place, and we have to approach them all differently. So, well, for the guild community, that's like the easiest one. I mean, you have complete control over the situation that you're in there. I mean, you can... you choose your guild, hopefully, based on the sorts of goals that you have in the game, and you play with those people on a regular basis, and you set your own game from there, and you're around the people that you choose to be around. So it's very easy, usually, to get along with your guild mates, and you know, there's going to be drama in any sort of situation where you have lots of people all grouped together for long periods of time under stress. But for the most part, your guild community is very well controlled, and you don't like it, it's easy to leave and find another guild. And then we also have the random community, which is the one that most people think of, I think, when they say that the community is bad or that the community is having problems. That's, I think, where a lot of people focus their attention, because we don't have control over that. I mean, you're just tossed in with people that you have no idea. You don't know who they are. They don't know who you are. Their progression has no effect on you, and your progression mm-hmm. has no effect on them. And so it's very hard to make a connection there. And I think that's kind of where most people focus on, because it's just really difficult.
It's kind of a culture shock whenever, when you've got that many people thrown in instantly, and it's like, have at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we have all the parts. I don't think that the community is in need of helping or of fixing, because, I mean, if you, by helping a community, you're assuming that it's weak, and by fixing it, you're assuming it's broken. And I don't feel like the community is weak or broken, and I think that we need to serve the community and just go into those random situations and be that person that you would want to see there, and just see it change around you. And I know that's how I go into those situations like that, and I've definitely seen change as I've done that. And it's, I stole that from Naomi Remen. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of her, but she won the MacArthur Award for Commonwealth for holistic cancer treatment. And she spoke about the difference between serving somebody and helping them and fixing things, and how you have to feel like you're part of that community and not that you're coming in to rescue everything and you're going to fix it and you're going to help them. But no, you're part of that community and you need to be part of the change. And I think that applies. I mean, it might sound silly to take someone who won a MacArthur Award and apply her words to World of Warcraft, but really, I mean, World of Warcraft is another community within our greater world. I mean, it's like it's interesting to just see how people treat each other and react in situations like random communities like that. And then we have the forums and the other outside of the game sort of communities, and that's where I try to be really active. Luckily I have the sort of job where I can frequent there quite a bit, Mondays through Friday, and try to contribute and provide some feedback and hopefully be constructive and inspire and hopefully turn some people's days around. But it's a great place to be. And we have our CMs that everybody knows their name, the blue posters, and everyone tracks their posts. And then we have the green posters or the MVPs, and then we also have just the regular people like me. And I think all of us together, we just make up this really great group of people that we all have these different experiences, we all have different thoughts and feelings, and we kind of can come together and combine those and come up with solutions to problems. It's very, very cool. And something that I didn't hit on when I first made the post regarding the community itself was the server community, which I don't know. I've never personally experienced much of a server community, like a very tight-knit one, and I don't really know what the effect of the cross-realm zones will have on that. I don't know if that'll make them stronger or weaker. I mean, is it going to completely blur the lines and we're just not going to have that part, and is that a bad thing? I mean, I think that's really up. We just don't really know where that's going to be right now. But
well, I think the server community has been deteriorating ever since Wrath, and they first introduced the looking for group function, because it used to be if you wanted to do a five-man and you didn't have enough people in your guild, you were in trade chat spamming, looking for one more for whatever dungeon you wanted to do, and then you all had to fly there, or a couple in the group had to go to the summoning stones and you had to summon there. So, the server community, I think, has been less of a factor since they put that in, And then now with, battle tags and cross-realm zones and all that, it's deteriorating even further to where, I don't know if server community is going to be much of a factor anymore at all, but then that increases everything else, I think.
Oh, that's true. I mean, without that server community, all these other communities end up becoming, they hold more weight and they're more important. It's more important that we make sure that we're a positive influence on all the everything else that's left. So
a little funny side note. I was leveling an alt earlier, and one of our guildies, Avi, was helping me out, and I'm actually on a different server on this alt, and she's on our main server, Deathwing, and she was grouped up with me, and she's an 85, and these cross realm zones are crazy. She was able, we were side by side running through these zones and heading into dungeons, and everything's just right there. It's literally as if you're on the same server anymore. So I think, like you were saying, those lines are going to be completely blurred. And I think it creates, it opens up a whole new world for things. But then, it doesn't matter anymore if that guy in trade chat who's looking for one more for, to do something, it doesn't matter anymore. If you're that guy that no one wants to group with, it kind of, that's starting to go away a little bit. And I don't know if that's going to bring a little more anonymity and a little more, or a little less accountability for people. I don't know. I think it may be something to be cautious of a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Deterioration was a poor choice in word. I don't necessarily agree that the server community's deteriorated. I think it's just become less relevant since the cross-realm grouping. I mean, if we think way back to the early days before all of this, it was very relevant. You had a server. You definitely had cliques within a server. You had a favoritism towards a guild. I mean, there's a lot of things that were, you did not want to. Well, some people didn't want to give their guild a bad name. So, you weren't a total jerk in your trade channel because people could see that you were in this guild, and that would link back to your guild and give everybody in your guild a bad rap, and you didn't want to do that. The accountability is less, but it's interesting with all the ability to do all this cross server grouping. It has kind of taken out that factor. Wow, I don't know. This is really strange. I'm kind of almost second guessing it now. You almost have. In a weird way, you kind of have anonymity from server to server.
Yeah,
because of that. But I don't think it's as much. I mean, I don't really look at guilds anymore on our server. Other than, sometimes I'll get curious to see what our progression was like, versus other guilds on our server, versus Horde or Alliance. But not barely even in a competitive way. I definitely wasn't to say, "Wow, we're better than this other guild," or it was more like, in the past we've seen some other guilds that were pretty solid, and if we're keeping up with those guilds, it's kind of like, "Oh, this is great," we must be doing something right because these guys in the past have done this and we're keeping up with that. So that's kind of really the only thing I use server specific stuff for anymore.
Really the only place it's relevant now is the end game rating. Progression rating, because it's the one boundary they're not taking away. It's if you want to do the current content rating, you have to do it on your server with people on your server. That's the one. It's the one wall they're not tearing down, it seems.
Haven't they?
Just the end of the patch here they have, but
once new stuff comes out, it's going to be the same thing. You cannot do, you can't invite someone in if you have their battle tag to do the current tier rating.
I think they may do away with that, though. They may. That's going to keep people playing more. If I know that we're short a person, I don't have to go fish for it. I can hit up Joe, can you come heal for us?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that he's on another server.
You're gonna leave our guest hanging.
LFR gear.
We're not.
Not Anna.
Hey, that
not Anna.
I'm still confused.
You're still confused.
You made some super good points. You know, with the guild, with the first point you made about the guild thing, I think that for me, I haven't been playing as long as these guys. You know, I've only been in a couple of years now, but they are the reason that I, besides the fact that I enjoy doing what I do and leveling alts and all that, but these guys are the reason that I keep coming back. You know, exactly. The guild, the that community, these guys that I know, you know, even Hind, are survival.
Especially Hind, you mean. Especially.
There, you know, it's like a, there's this camaraderie. It's like a, I don't want to get all, like, corny about it, but it's like kind of like, you know, this brotherhood, friends, you know, like, you know, we're going into battle and, you know, killing stuff, and you know, and it takes a team to do it. And then, you know, I don't know how many times after a raid night I walked out, I came strutting out of the office all like, oh yeah, and my wife is like, what? And I'm like, dude, we tore it up. Oh yeah, you know.
So it's, yeah, like, I usually get an eye roll after something like that.
And my wife's there with us, so
yeah, but it's really cool. And that's, like you were saying, that's an environment that you don't have to control as much. You know, it is what it is, and if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else.
Exactly.
But when it came to like the randoms, you know, the LFR, the five mans, the battlegrounds, what do you think, what are some of the ways that, you know, that we can deal with that? Because you're guaranteed, I swear to you, I promise you, 99.9% of groups that you join are there's going to be one person that is going to be intolerable.
Yeah, and if
you don't know who it is, it's probably you. Oh. not well, you.
You know, I don't know. You've never been in LFR with me, so. I don't know. I think we've been given tools to combat that. I mean, we have we can ignore people, we can report people, we can make a ticket, we can kick people, and we can also remove ourselves from the situation and just leave. So that's just kind of been my policy. And to be honest, I kind of have, you know, how Blizzard has their penalty volcano. I kind of have my own little penalty volcano for when I'm in a random group. You know, it's like, okay, well, they're being rude or mean, but you know, we're still killing stuff. They're just being, you know, someone you don't really want to be around. So I just put them on ignore, and then if they start directly attacking me, or even other people, I will put in a report. And then if, you know, we can't even progress through, we can't do what we came there for, that's when I think it's time that you need to remove the person from the group. And then if that doesn't go through, then I just remove myself from the situation. But I honestly, I haven't gone all the way through that very often. I mean, I think like that it feels...
Three strikes and you're out.
Yeah. I feel like we get bad groups and those just stick in our mind, and it makes it feel like it's like, oh, every group is so bad. LFR is so bad. LFT is so bad. But really, it's really not. I mean, there's going to be the one guy, but you know, you can go through your steps, and usually before you even get to the leaving part, you're going to be able to combat that just be a positive influence and kind of recreate the whole environment. I had one incident in an LFR where they were all ganging up on this one person in the raid, and it wasn't me and it wasn't anyone I knew. It was just somebody, and I think it was some sort of a loot thing, like someone wanted something that he might want also, and so they wanted to get him out, and so like create a mutiny and like get rid of this guy, because you know, then I can have a better chance. But you know, I was just like, hey guys, you know what, we're here to kill this dragon, not each other, we're on the same team. And you know, just trying to diffuse the situation, and surprisingly, that was the first time I'd ever said anything. I usually just went through my little steps and just, you know, stayed quiet and, just, you know, said things where I needed to, but nothing, I never really stepped out there. And it actually worked out, and we didn't remove the person from the group, and we ended up clearing the whole LFR, or the last four bosses, and with no problems. I mean, it was just kind of like, hey guys, guess what? We're here for a reason, and you know, we want to kill this dragon. We're all on the same team, and let's just get along. I mean, sometimes all it takes is one person to say, hey, what are we doing here? Let's just kill this. Let's move on.
Well, I want to add something here. Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, I was just gonna say, have you got to? Any of you guys got to see the new LFR loot system yet?
Oh, I haven't yet. I know that some of my guildies have. I haven't. I kind of took a little break up until like a couple weeks before the patch, just for, you know, vacation and stuff like that. And I haven't been back in LFR since then. But I think that is part.
It's awesome.
Another tool. Yeah, I don't
know. It is awesome.
Know.
The I only know... Go ahead.
Oh. I know that it'll reduce like the whole my whole situation thing. That won't even happen, because that person being in that person's raid will have no effect on him getting his loot. You know, you all have your individual roles, so I guess that's another tool that Blizzard's given us to help us all get along.
Well, I miss the old system in terms of how it benefited us as a group and as a guild. You know, We planned things around being able to help gear each other up, you know, and I know some people have a problem with that. I personally didn't, but at the expense of, you know, being that one person in a group of 10 other people that are just taking stuff for the heck of it, you know, I know that's frustrating, but this new system is really, you know, it's pretty amazing. The minute, like the second that boss is down, you get a pop up. Here's what you got. You got a bag of gold or you got loot, and everyone is off and going. There's no arguing. There's no, you know, there's none of, it is like, it's very, very fluid. It's very good. You know, the only problems that I've seen now are people getting upset about mechanics, or, you know, this guy's not pulling his weight kind of stuff. And that's just typical. And that's never going to go away. But yeah, the new loot system is right on, man. It is super cool. It actually, doing it, you know, I've run several LFRs now since the new system, and it's kind of brought some of the joy back into it a little bit. You know, it doesn't feel like as much of a grind, you know, because I am not like,
that's awesome. Yeah,
I am not.
There's not as much paranoid competition.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's a very good way to
put it.
There's
three other shamans. What the heck? Let's kick them.
Yeah.
It used to be pretty disheartening whenever I'd join a looking for raid and looking at the token pieces, 90% of the raid is on the token piece that I need.
Oh, gosh.
So it's nice. And, you know, there's some misunderstandings on how the loot system works, because some people are just frustrated, like, oh, you know, it gave me gear, but it's not an upgrade, and it's not going through your itemization saying this is what you can use for an upgrade and this is what we're going to give you. It's just going to give you something you can use, as opposed to you're a priest and you want a shield. You know, it's not going to do that to you.
They're going
to
have those fortune tokens, and there's actually a lot more to it than people realize going into Mists of Pandaria. There's going to be ways that you can actually, you know, up your chances or do, you know, and it doesn't affect the group at all. This is just a, you know, how you roll and how you win, you know. So there's a lot more than just hoping that you're that 4% drop rate or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
There's going to be ways that it's going to, you know, you're going to be able to sway your roll in your favor, you know. And I think it's a great system. I'm glad they were able to do that.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's definitely changed the way that people look at that. I think everybody has their own loot. It's not like that guy's going to take my stuff or that guy's take my stuff. You know, everyone kind of feels like it's mine, and then they don't want anyone else to take it. And that just completely removes that. So now we can all just come in there and not worry about the loot and just have a good time. And hopefully in the meantime, contribute positively to the rest of like the actual mechanics of the fight.
Do you think they'll introduce this into Five Mans, or did they say that they were going to already?
They talked about it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's been mentioned, but I don't know that I have. I don't have anything that I know of that where they specifically say that it is. I don't know that it would work as well in Five Mans. I don't know. I think it's worth. It's better in LFR just because of the sheer amount of people in there. You know.
Here's the problem with that is with Five Mans, and I know what I've seen so far is it doesn't matter what spec you are in LFR, you can win anything. You know, I went in with somebody healing the other day, and they won a DPS trinket, you know, as a caster DPS trinket. So it doesn't necessarily even look at your spec, which is okay. But the thing with Five Mans and Heroics is you're doing that stuff specifically for preparation for raiding. You know, exactly. so if I want to heal, if I'm in healing a five man because it's easier, you know, it's a quicker queue time or whatever, but I'm in there trying to gear up my DPS set, you know, and it's giving me whatever gear, you know, I still want to have a little more control over it. So I think with the five mans, they may be, you know, they still may leave it with in the player's hands a little more.
I had a
moment. I only brought this up because while I was leveling an alt, I'm tanking on a druid, and there was a druid healer. I know, what? Who tanks on a druid? I know this will be the third druid tank I've leveled.
Wow.
Wow. I just love it.
It's awesome.
Rob's got the disease or you do. I'm not sure anymore.
You know, I think, you know, well, okay. So if you listen to... Hold on. If you listen to WoW Insider, Matt Rossi just levels warriors, DPS warriors, tank warriors, just warriors and warriors and warriors, and I feel like I've got the same kind of obsession.
I think that dude has as many, he's got as many max level warriors as I have max level alts, I think.
Okay, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm just saying, I really like the druid. It's just, it's awesome. But so there's a druid healer and I'm a druid tank, and this is kind of why I think, at least especially with the lower level dungeons, you know, you only, when you're leveling in the lower levels, they go by kind of quick, but you still kind of need the gear, because if you level so quick, you don't have enough gear to do the other dungeons. You just get one-shotted too easily. So, you still kind of need to gear up. And if you don't have heirlooms, you know, especially for a beginner player, and this is kind of what this alt was an experiment for, is on a new server, no heirlooms, no help, no gold, no guild, nothing. I'm doing it completely solo. And so I'm in this thing, and a helmet drops that I was probably, you know, I had like a level 23 helm, and this is a level 60 helm, and I'm like, yes, thank goodness. And the healer's like, I'm rolling need for off spec. Yep, there he goes. I'm like, oh, you bastard.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And, how many times, you're like, come on, man. Do you inspect me, dude? I need
no,
that.
No, I mean, the guy was cool. I asked him, I'm like, hey, I actually need that for my main spec. I don't have any heirlooms. You know, this is the helmet I had. Yeah. And he's like, oh, no problem. That's cool. And, you know, and he traded it over. I mean, you know, there's still some credibility to, you know, being able to communicate with people and just ask nicely. You know, I didn't blow up,
that's
and I didn't
awesome,
say, oh,
yeah,
you jackass, you did this and what a jerk. You know, I need, you know, I didn't freak
kick
out.
Him,
you know,
kick him.
I might have said at the screen, you son of a something, but I approached I still approached him nicely about it, and you know, I approached him calmly and just said, hey, would you mind? And if he didn't, it really wouldn't have mattered, because you know, I would have gotten a quest upgrade here and there, and it would have been replaced. It just would have been easier, you know, had I won that role. And he did eventually give it to me, because I'm sure he's thinking the same thing. Well, it's not going to matter in 2 hours whenever I get into Outland.
that's awesome. I mean, that's a prime example of just being positive, and it just invites the positivity. People ask me on the forums, I'm always I always treat everyone with kindness and respect, just because in real life, I work with people that can get really upset, and I just know that, you know, people get upset and people say things that they don't mean to say, and you just kind of have to just take everything with a grain of salt. And, you know, people ask me, why are you so nice all the time? Why are you so positive? What's wrong with you? And it's like, you know, if you just approach things positively and you approach people with kindness, you're going to get that back. I mean, you approach that in a kind way. If you would have snapped at him, you probably would have got snapped right back at. I mean, and then you could complain and say how mean everyone is in dungeons. And it's like, you know, you just invite in the kind of thing, you know,
yeah,
that you want.
I've witnessed people firsthand flip out at a situation before even attempting to address it. You know, it's just like, don't, yeah. You know, you don't need to be the victim. Just
escalate.
Yeah. You know, be the better, try to be the better person. It's not, you know,
exactly.
Maybe it's not always going to work out, and the other person is still going to be a jerkwad no matter what you do.
Yeah,
you know, if you don't even attempt to be civil about it, then it's not going to go good at
no,
all.
No, you're just going to invite in the negativity. You're going to invite in the bad times and the swearing at each other back and forth and kick them. And I mean, those situations can usually be avoided just by being a kind person and treating someone with respect. I mean, I've seen it multiple times, just because most of the stuff I do in for end game stuff is in random groups, because I mean, our guild's really small. So I see so many people that just, like, they can come in and they're grouchy and they'll say something just horrible, and I just, you know, invite it in with, like, kindness, and I try to, you know, be nice. And I've seen people turn around, and, you know, I've had someone even at the end of a dungeon apologize for being so rude at the beginning, that, oh, I was just, I'm sorry, I'm having a bad day or something like that. And it's like, you know what, I get it. And I hope that person now can go to another five man and be like, you know what, I'm going to be nice too, you know? So it's just trying to, like, be that change, you know, that I want to see. I would love to see that more often. And so I just try to put it out there as much as I can.
There's another way to avoid the situation too, and it's just to avoid the situation.
Like,
it's kind of
like
my method.
Your,
I don't pug.
Method,
so
don't pug.
Yes, it's my method. I don't pug five bands by myself.
And see,
so.
I think that's perfectly all right, because you are choosing to be a part of your guild, your guild community. You're controlled, you know, this is the place that I choose to be, and these are the people I choose to play with, and I think that's perfectly fine. I mean, I don't think anyone should feel like they have to do LFR and they have to do LFD and they have to contribute and they have to serve the community. But I also think that if people are going to complain about the community and LFD and LFR and then they don't go in and serve, that, you know, they're not really, they really don't have any room to talk about it, honestly. I think that we need to actually go in and serve and give back to be able to really understand, you know, and not saying that you don't, I'm sorry if it came off like that.
No, that's
but,
fine.
No, but like that, you know, that's, it's fine
I'll
to not
it.
Do Oh, no, 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 no. You know, if you don't do LFR ever and you go in once and you have a bad experience and then you say, oh my gosh, the LFR is terrible, that's why I never do it. No, no, you know, you gotta be there and be part of it to really understand, I think.
Well, especially now with the new loot system. If you had a problem with LFR before, give it a shot now.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe use the buddy system. Go in with a friend. Lay low.
That's a great idea. I mean, that, and that, again, it can be your
a healer.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. For the quick cues. Yeah. And see, and that, you can also kind of control that community. I mean, you can bring in your guildies, the people that you're comfortable with, and
you know,
be part of that.
How many times I've seen people firing off at each other, you know, and you'll see, like, two people, like, going back and forth, and the moment somebody else speaks up, it'll die down, because all of a sudden,
yes,
you know, the sides are, you know, the whatever, the it, the balance isn't there, you know. It's like one side is clearly, you know, outweighed a little bit, so they tend to, chill out a little bit. So yeah.
Yeah.
I like the buddy system. That's it.
Yeah, it's a very good way to go into those situations if you're not used to them, and it's kind of scary because there are going to be situations that aren't fun in there. So
this kind of reminds me of my good buddy Tim, Tazbra. When we're doing Battlegrounds, and someone in the battleground will say, you know, maybe we're losing. Mm-hmm. And someone in the battleground will say, "You all suck."
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I've seen that a lot.
And it's a very good point that he brings up. He said, you know, he doesn't actually say this to the guy, but we'll you know, the few of us that are grouped up together will be in voice or something, just talking amongst ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And he says, "How is this guy gonna say we all suck? He's a part of this group. He is just as responsible for us sucking as the rest of the group. Even if, you know, he's not telling people what to do right, and he's not, you know, giving orders of coordination or trying to be helpful. All he's doing is sitting there saying, you all suck." And I just thought it was really funny that he said, well, he's not actually helping anybody, and he's just as bad as anybody else in that situation because he's not being a contributor.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a perfect example. I mean, we're part of that. That's, you know, someone else is getting screamed at in your group, then that's your teammate. And you need to, you know, just be a part of that whole community in there and not separate yourself, you know, by saying that you're, like, everyone else sucks and I'm the one that knows what I'm doing and everyone else is doing it wrong. You know, we're all there together. We all just want to kill the dragon, or we just all want to kill the alliance or the horde. We're not here to kill each other. We're on the same team.
Oh, by the way, he wasn't saying that Tim or I sucked. We're awesome.
Oh, well, of course.
Everybody except for Hoof and Taz sucks.
I'm pretty sure those were the exact words.
he typed that whole thing out.
If it was in Strand of the Ancients, I guarantee you it was at me.
That's awesome. I know we're kind of probably wrapping up here pretty quick. I had one other thing that I wanted to address with Anna, though. In one of the points that you made was with the forums. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, since you spend a lot of time on there and you probably know a lot of people, do you feel like you deal with a lot of trolls? I mean, because obviously you got to handle things a little bit different there. The ignore, report, kick, three strikes deal probably
doesn't
plays out a lot differently. Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, clearly if someone's being a fedora, then the moderators will see that as well. But, I mean, how do you do that? Is it just turn to the other cheek, or?
Well, you know, I don't really have a lot directed at me. I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's, you know, I'd like to think it's because of the way that I treat people on there, but you know, I've had a couple people say things, and you know, I usually don't reply to them. I don't give them that, and so I'll get like one comment directed towards me and I just don't reply, and they don't post anything more.
If it's the trolls.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that should be. That's the headline for it. I mean, you just don't give in to that kind of thing. I mean, that's just...
But what if they're torn?
Well, if they're torn, I automatically like it. Especially if they're
cool.
Femtar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can ignore people on the forums. Every morning, when I log into the forums, I clear my cookies, my cache, and all my forum ignores go away. So I start all over again. So whoever I ignored yesterday is not going to be ignored today.
I did not realize you could do that on the forums.
Yeah. I mean, that you could ignore them?
Yeah.
Or that? Yeah, well, and actually, there's a plugin for Chrome and probably for Firefox where it actually uses the functionality of the forum. So like if I ignore you on one of your characters, it's going to ignore any character you post on. So
in
a way you can kind of see who people are posting on, like multiple different characters, you know, with the caveat that they have to have posted on that character. So there's an add-on for some of the web browsers, which actually takes that and pulls that information in and prints it onto your screen and shows you who that person really is. So, you know, posting on low-level alts and stuff. So
it wouldn't be an episode of Training Dummies without bringing up add-ons.
Oh, I know, right?
Right. Is there any sort of mouse over macro that you use on the forums that makes things a lot easier? makes it better.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tried it, the add-on, but I don't feel a need for it anymore. I mean, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's interesting. And I don't think Blizzard's ever said anything that it's okay or it's not okay, but it uses a functionality built into the forums themselves. It's just kind of capitalizes on it, I guess. But, you know, I know a lot of people, so I kind of know people's posting style, and I don't really need to know who else they are because I can kind of tell. So
intuition.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But being on the forums, I just think that as long as you just remain calm and constructive, I mean, you can still, like, just today I was discussing Moonkin DPS, and you know, I wasn't agreeing with some other people, but it didn't become a fight. It became a discussion, which is what it's for, you know, general discussion. And it's just some people have problems, I think, separating that and making it so it's a discussion. And so I just try to bring it back, you know, and someone can reply and be hateful or grouchy. I mean, I just don't even reply to that part. I turn it around. It's like, okay, let's have a discussion about this. And it usually works. I mean, you can kind of control the way that a thread goes. I don't know if it's because I'm more well known on there, but, or if, I don't know if just anyone could just go in there and kind of move the thread along. Cause you might think certain threads that go by really fast, you know, a lot of people get missed. But I think it's very easy to diffuse stuff on the forums, even though we don't have the option to kick them out of our threads.
Good stuff, man. Super good. I know one of the, you had a couple of questions that you had kind of left in this particular topic, and I think we could probably throw those out there for our listeners as a way to kind of check themselves and see where they are and where they fit in and what they want to do. Do you want to go ahead and share those?
Yeah, sure. So the questions that I asked is, what do you feel that your role is in this community, and what do you think that you can do to further contribute?
Deep thoughts by Anna.
Not Anna.
Not Anna.
Not Anna.
Ah, yes. Dang it.
See, I'm not the only one confused.
I'm not
the only one.
Awesome.
So,
I think those are good questions to ask yourself. I mean, regardless of what community you're a part of, just ask yourself that and what you can do.
Yeah, I think if you just ask yourself that, I think you can be a positive influence just by sitting back and saying, "Hey, what can I do? What is my role?" I mean, not everyone has the same role. I mean, not everyone's gonna be the person that takes a hold. I mean, we need, you know, communities made up of so many parts. We all need to give what we can give, whatever we can do best. So,
yep.
Not there's everybody can be a chief.
No.
And there's always the dude at the zoo that has to pick up the poop. So everybody has their role.
Some people
I've been a little jaded lately in these five mans. You know, I kind of go in there a little quick to snap at people. I could definitely use a little dose of chill out sometimes. So this is good, man. I like it's good stuff.
Yeah, I have a guildie that when he gets to a point where he starts to get upset, he immediately says, "Okay, I have to log out," and he just logs out. And he comes back in, like, you know, 2 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever. But I've always respected him a lot for that, because he just immediately removes himself from the situation because he doesn't know that he would be able to handle it in a respectful way. So he just removes himself. And I think that's really a cool way that he reacts to things. So
the
we had someone like that once who always had router problems. Guild groups.
Yeah. Oh, Toby wipes. Oh, my router's gone. Oh, I don't know.
And then he'd show up again a day later. Hey, oh, guys, let's go run some. Yeah, yeah.
You have router problems?
Oh, awesome.
All right, well, I think it's time to move on to something a little louder. That's right. It's time for some shout-outs. I still love
All right. I still love that. That's awesome.
That's awesome. I like that.
First bit of hand love we're going to send to Hoarderlies, our guild community. And I know Anna and I had a discussion about this on who the best guild was. And we both agreed that our respective guilds are the best guild on our respective servers. So
we discussed this full length. It's been decided.
I think she may be wrong. But...
So, to the best guild on Deathwing, I want to send some head love to the Hoarderlies.
We couldn't go another episode without giving some extra hand love to Hearthcast. Thank you, guys. That's Root and Freckleface over on Hearthcast.com. Listen to their podcast. It's unique views from a casual player's perspective. Lots of fun.
We're still calling it hand love.
Well, of course.
I like that.
Then let's give some hand love to the Girls Gone Wow podcast. They have quickly become one of my favorite shows. They bring a whole new dimension to the table. They really cool guest hosts and a real just fun perspective on it. And they all are from over the ocean, so they've got the awesome accents. So I'm always sold on the accent. You throw an accent in the mix, and I'm daydreaming. So, Girls Gone
Over
Wild,
the Ocean.
Check them out. I didn't know. I don't know if they're all from the same area
Most
or not.
Yeah, I think Sil
across
is
the pond.
Dutch, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, she talks about her Dutchness coming out, and I think a couple of them from the UK. But I'm not sure. So across the pond somewhere, it's a winner. I give it 3 thumbs up. So, and we want to give Anna an opportunity to anything else you wanted to mention or pimp your guild out or any how do we get a hold of you?
I'm the guild leader of Sol Invictus on Khadgar, and we're a social family guild. We don't currently accept any applications right now, but you know, we can. Things happen, and sometimes we find someone that fits in really well, and we make that an exception. So, I'm usually online every night. Someone is from Sol Invictus, and then I don't have a website or a blog. I used to be on YouTube, but I don't do that anymore. But you can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/notanna, and I'm on there too much also. And then, of course, on the forums.
And by the forums, you mean the Blizzard forums.
Oh, yes, sorry. I always call them the forums, and it's probably not very clear as to what I'm talking about. The forums, the general discussion forums specifically. I kind of move around a little bit, but I don't. I mostly just post in the general discussion forums.
All right. Well, if you think of anything else, just let us know, and we'll plug it in later or plug it in before we're done here.
Okay.
But for now, we got some 5-star reviews this week. Awesome. We've been kind of shy on these. So I'd like to start off with the first one we've got here. Love it. 5 stars by Connor Schaub of the Clan Schaub. Great content and quite entertaining. And I know. I wanted to read that one because the Highlander was just... That's the first thing I thought. He probably gets it all the time. We've also got one by Dorian N. A great and informative podcast. I listened to episode 9 and liked it so much, he subscribed and went back and listened to all the previous ones. Full of useful information and entertaining, too. Was this review helpful? Yes. Oh, that...
Yes or no?
Awesome.
That was awesome. I'm trying to click yes. Deathrod64Z says, amazing, one of the best podcasts for World of Warcraft. These guys are funny and have a great way to improve gameplay in WoW. Thanks for the suggestions and add-ons, and keep up this amazing podcast. That's Solex of the VentureCo server.
And we got a 5-star review this week from Denmark by Farandil. He says, super informative. I just finished listening to all of your episodes, and I must say you cover so very good topics. I every found myself listening to the UI and the add-on ones twice. You are now top 5 on my podcast list and an absolute must. Listen to your show if you are just a bit serious about WoW gaming. Keep it up, /train, Farandil.
Slash train.
Awesome. Oh, hey, you know what? We've got a contest that we need to hand out something to. So we've got, yep, we had a Twitter contest. If you retweeted our daily tweets and followed us back, you are entered in. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to pull up a random number here. We've got our list of
Do you have a drum
contestants.
Roll sound
effect? You know what? I don't have a drum roll sound effect. We could have Rob just do something. Oh, there we go, there we go. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going.
I'm going to get tired.
And we've got... All right, we've got a winner. Let's see. We've got... Spider Cav.
Very Spider Cav? Cool. Congratulations.
Spider Cav, right on.
All right, we will direct message you and get in touch with you and get you that code.
Now, we've also got 2 more codes. So this week, we're going to do the same thing with Twitter. We're going to post a daily tweet that you need to retweet and also follow us. And we're going to do a Facebook one where if you like us and share the post, you'll get an entry that way. So we're going to have 2 separate contests, one for Twitter, one for Facebook for this next week. And we'll announce the winners for that one on next week's show.
These are for little KTs, right?
Yes.
Or
yes, they are.
Wait, XT? Little KT or something else? XT.
XT. Yeah.
Yes. I thought, yeah.
We, yes. We may have something else.
I knew our guests would make us look bad.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
We don't even know what we're giving away.
Just follow us. We'll give you something.
We'll give you something. It'll be something. We'll give you
a slash hug. I would say that pretty much does it for episode number 12 of The Training Dummies. Be sure to check out our website at thetrainingdummies.com. If you'd like to contact any of us or the show, our information's there on the site. And we'd love it, love it, love it if you leave comments on the episodes. There's actually... like Alamari gets in there and does it. There's a few people that come in and give their information, and you're also
and
able
he's
to...
a guy.
Mm-hmm. And did I say she?
No.
No.
I was just making sure.
I think it was a friendly reminder.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's cool. If you have your own blog or anything you want to get on there and post on the site, we're happy to share that out with other people too. So. You can also like us on facebook.com/thetrainingdummies. Follow us on Twitter at Training Dummies or at Rob Copeland. And subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you have any questions, email us, send us an MP3. You can get that at theshow@thetrainingdummies.com.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!